everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is May 15th. Good morning to you. How's everybody doing today? We're doing another daily book of positive quotations by Linda Bacone. The topic of the day today, it's very serendipitous, actually, in my life. It's called Doing for Others. And the quote is from Zora Neale Hurston. There is nothing to make you like other human beings so much as doing things for them. We like ourselves better when we help others. But the astonishing thing is that we also tend to like others better. It is something of a gift when people allow us to help them. We appreciate the givers of this gift. I want to take a pause here because one of the things that I find with trauma survivors, especially from abusive relationships with narcissism, is that we are givers to others. And the question becomes, do we do for others? No, the question is, do we do for ourselves as we do for others? And sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. And where do we give to others and do for others that we do not do for ourselves? I had a realization over the weekend, and I thought to myself, it was something that I was planning on doing. And I asked myself, what if my kids were to say, hey, I'm going to go do this, right? It was involving a meeting. And I preface it, you know, a little bit there because, you know, anybody could say, well, I was going to do something, and that's really super vague and wide to, you know, make assumptions and inferences. But anyway, I asked myself the question, what if my kids were to say, hey, you know, mom, I'm going to go, you know, have this meeting and do this. And I would have been like, wait a minute, what? And I tested it out. I actually asked my kids over the weekend, hey, if this was a situation for a meeting, what would you do? What would you do? And they both looked at me and they're like, yeah, no. And in a previous episode, I talked about that discovery and not questioning, okay? We're not questioning ourselves. We're trying to understand on a deeper level, right? Can we name it? Can we name it? Can we name it? And sometimes it's possible we can name things, and other times it's like, you know what? I'm unable right now to name this and identify, right, the root. And so for myself, I asked myself the question, if either one of my kids were to do this, I would have stepped in and said something. So what is the barrier here of caring for myself, my inner child, right, this in the same way? So reparenting yourself. And I was able to identify the reason, and I understand the emotion that goes with it. And at the same time, how can I then have a comeback, right? What's the comeback lesson? And today's Monday, and I'm really excited about it because I decided that this week, my mantra for the week is, this is my comeback week. My comeback week, because I keep hitting and nailing the depth of awareness and the depth of understanding. And it is like just boom, boom, boom. It's just hitting one after another. And it's great. It's great because it's so freeing and liberating. And then it's like, all right, it opens up a door. It opens up a different door. A new, in addition to a new door, it opens up a different door. So while this message today is about, you know, doing for others as human beings, and that, yes, it's a gift that we get to do things for others because others allow us to, we can take this message a step further and appreciate that we can take a step for ourselves, that we get to give ourselves a gift, that we get to tend to ourselves and allow ourselves to care for ourselves. We get to do that for ourselves. Yes, on this healing journey, we get to do that. We really do. We get to do it. And we appreciate the gift that we give to ourselves. Here's the affirmation. I will help others and realize that they are giving me a gift that I welcome. And I want to add to this affirmation. I will help myself and realize that I am giving me, myself, a gift that I welcome. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. As always, remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.